Ephesians chapter 4, our portion for this afternoon is verse 16. In order to get the context, I'm going to start reading in verse 11. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16, these are God's words. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. It was my joy a few weeks ago. One of the young people in the church came and brought a list of questions that they had been thinking about in their own private worship and family worship. And on that list was, how do you grow? A great question. One of the reasons is a great question because it assumes that God has an answer. I actually grew up in a church context where we tried all sorts of stuff, but it didn't occur to us that Jesus actually had given us the way that we grow. But one of the ways that we could have answered the question was Jesus. That's what this verse is beginning by saying, right? From whom the whole body, and then there's this middle part, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. We don't have in us the stuff to make ourselves grow. Growth has to come from Christ. He has life in him. He has goodness in him. He has power in him. It's his life that is being worked out in us by his Holy Spirit. And so as we've been learning in Ephesians chapter 4, that Jesus had a plan for how he would grow his body and its members. And that plan especially was his word. The apostles and prophets by whom that word first came and was written down, the evangelists by whom it was spoken where it hadn't been spoken before, and pastor teachers who labor in particular congregations in the word. Why? Because every single member of the body is supposed to be growing in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and his word, is supposed to be increasing in doctrinal stability so that they don't easily get tossed to and fro or blown about. Because he's designed for us to grow together. And that none of the parts of the body are optional. Every joint supplies something. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, he says, well, the eye and the hand and the foot and so on, the nose, can't either say that because they're not one of the other parts, they're not part of the body, or say about somebody else because they're not the same part that they're not part of the body. Lord Jesus has arranged the joints, the members of the body, as he wishes. And every single one of those joints is important. And I love that he picks joint here. How many of you have ever had a dislocated joint?
finger, shoulder. Probably more of you children than you know have had a dislocated elbow at some point. Have you ever said about your joint, whichever joint it was in the whole body, oh, that's all right, it's not an important one. Everything comes to a grinding halt, doesn't it? When one of the joints is not the way it should be. The Lord wants us not only to grow in stability for ourselves under the ministry of the pastor teachers who are to be teaching us and applying to us and leading us in following His word, but He also wants us to value one another's growth. And He wants each of you to view your own growth as important to the rest of the body. So that when you're having your private devotions or when you're having your family devotions, you're not just working on me. No, the Lord is working on you. And you're not just working on our family. Well, the Lord is working on your family and that family worship. But it's necessary for the growth, the building up of the whole body in love. Because the unity that we have is especially a unity of faith, a unity of believing whatever the Lord teaches us in the Bible and following whatever the Lord commands us in the Bible. That's what unites us. And so sometimes I hear this massive disconnect from the mind of the Lord in Ephesians 4, where someone will say, I don't know why we got to do all that theology stuff. Why can't we just come together? Well, how do you come together? I don't want to know why we gotta be so precise about all that doctrine stuff. I just want to grow in Jesus. I just want to love Jesus. Well, how do you grow in Jesus and how do you love Jesus? He's the one who tells us how He will do that. And He's the only one who can tell us because He's got everything in Him. You and I, you know, we can say, well, I feel like this works, or I felt close to the Lord with that, and I felt like, well, you're not the one who is going to make you grow, and you're not the one who is going to make me grow, and I'm not the one who's going to make you grow. Jesus is the one who grows us, and He says we need one another, that every joint supplies something, and every member does its share. So, if any of us is going to grow, and if we are going to grow as a body, we're going to need to do it together. It means we're all going to need to take heed how we hear, like we heard from Luke 8. So that as we go through Genesis, as we go through Ephesians, as we went through Hebrews, as we go through whatever the Lord helps the session to determine to go through, whatever's next, as we go through the Lord's Day study in the class, that we are all receiving and submitting to the Word and processing it, allowing it to lay us bare, to expose us, changing what we do so that we will bear fruit. Because you take this passage and you put it together with the Luke 8 passage that we had today, you want to bear 30 and 60 and 100 fold? Well, part of our being fruitful individually is our growing together. And not excluding ourselves from something that the church is growing in, or if we notice that somebody else isn't growing, if there's a joint out of place, then we need to come alongside them and encourage them and say, Jesus has designed for us to grow together. What can we do to help you be there? What can we do to help you assimilate this? Have you noticed all this stuff that we've been learning recently? This is how we've had to change in what we're doing. How are you changing in what you're doing? Because otherwise, we are not going to end up being built up together in love, because the only one from whom we can genuinely have that. We can have an illusion of it. There are lots of people who appear to grow in love for something. One of my most fleshly enjoyable experiences in my life is gathering with 110,000 of my closest friends and singing the praises of the University of Michigan football team, vicariously feeling ourselves strong and victorious, because the only tickets I could ever afford were for those pansy teams anyway, so we always killed them. You can get people together, and you can get them to enjoy themselves, and you can get them to sing, and you can get them to agree. But not all unity is growth, and not all building is the building that we're looking for. Just ask Nimrod. They're never more united than they were at Babel, were they? And they sure did build well, didn't they? But God wasn't pleased with it. And ultimately, it was not real growth. The only place you can get real growth is Jesus. So we need to do it this way, which means we need to do it together. And it needs to be theological. Growing in understanding and applying the truth of God's word. Because the only true unity and the only true love and the only true doctrine comes from learning from Jesus by the means that he has given us to be united in the faith. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, when we hear these things and we hear how unusual it sounds, we cry out for ourselves that we would get to experience it. We thank you for the measure that you have granted us to. We pray that you would improve it, that you would, especially for those joints that are in danger of being out of place, and parts of the body that are atrophying instead of growing. And we know from your word here that that means that we are missing something. We pray that you would grant recovery and strengthening and relocating that which is dislocated. We pray most of all that you would be glorified here, but Lord, as we have just remembered before you, this is unusual. So we pray for reformation and revival in your churches. That a devotion to studying and agreeing upon and putting into practice your word would once again mark your body, and that would be the unity, and that would be the way love is expressed, and that would be how growth happens, that it would be genuine, that it would be the growth that comes from Christ and is up into Christ himself, that he from whom it all comes and unto whom it all is would receive all of the glory now and forever, in whose name also we ask it. Amen.